Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of the stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, we are going to be jumping in and answering this question. What should I do if I'm talking to other Christians about my problems, but they just don't understand? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came in our office hours page. What should I do if I'm talking to other Christians about my problems, but they don't understand? I always hear about how important it is for us as Christians to share with other Christians about our problems and struggles, what we are going through, but it always feels like when I try to talk to other Christians about my problems, they don't really understand or comprehend the full scope of what I'm dealing with. And I just end up getting advice that either doesn't speak to what I'm going through at all, or speaks to only the tree and not the whole forest. And it's really discouraging for me to even go to people about my problems in the first place. What should I do about this? Okay, so I'll be honest, this question I love and I hate at the same time because it is a pet peeve of mine. And honestly, it's something I talk about a lot about in my book, When Shame Gets Real. And quite honestly, it's a big factor in why we came up with the whole idea of the Shameless event we are doing this September. I mean, here's the thing. We as the church are supposed to be there for each other, right? We are told in the Bible to bear each other's burdens and to, you know, encourage each other and, you know, iron sharpens iron and all this other stuff. And I'm not saying that's not accurate, but that's what we're told to do as the church. And yet it seems like more often than not, that doesn't happen. As you already pointed out, more often than not, it feels like when we go to other Christians about our problems in the church, they get uncomfortable or they don't want to talk about it. Or yeah, they give us some sort of trite answer. Or they try to solve something or give us a solution that doesn't even work for what we're talking about because they can't identify with what we're really going through. And yeah, that's a real problem. So a few things here that I want to address, all right? First thing is you got to understand is this. The fact that you're willing to be transparent about your struggles and problems makes them uncomfortable. Is their problem. It's not yours. Okay. Like you're not the issue here. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're going to your other brothers and sisters in Christ. You're saying, hey, I need some help here. I need some advice. And they're getting all squirrely on you. And that's their problem. That's their discomfort. That's because of some sort of hangup they have, not you. Okay. You don't need to feel awkward or weird about what you're bringing to them, and nor should you. And you shouldn't have to worry about curtailing what you're going to share out of the fear that you're going to make someone feel a little off, okay? That's their problem. Second thing is this. One thing that happens, you kind of touched on this with the answers don't really speak to the problem. Unfortunately, as human beings, a lot of us, all of us, including myself, we feel often as if we have to have an answer for everything that comes to us. It's sort of this, I guess I'd probably trace it back to some sort of self-worth issue, right? When someone comes to me with a problem, I feel like I need to have an answer because if I don't, that reflects on me as being, you know, dumb or incomplete or not knowledgeable. And I don't want to feel that way, right? I want to look like the hero here. So I got to come up with something. So that's why we get answers that are kind of cliche or answers that really aren't on point. It's also why when you come to someone and say, hey, you know, I'm really struggling with this and that, or someone died and you're in a really bad state, sometimes the best answer that they can come up with is, I'll pray for you, it'll be all right. And you're thinking to yourself, really? Right now, you're going to tell me it'll be all right? It doesn't feel like it's going to be all right. And they're not trying to blow off what you're saying. They're not trying to minimize it. They're literally just trying to get out of the discomfort of the fact that they don't have an answer for you. So they feel like they have to come up with something as an answer. So these are the things we face in the church all the time. And unfortunately for you, it's not something you can fix, right? You can't fix them. That's not going to happen. That has to happen over time. There needs to be some sort of culture shift here. We as a church need, we all need to start understanding that, hey, that's why we're here for each other. And that we need to be able to hear each other out on difficult matters. You don't specify in your question, but I'm assuming, because it's Triple X Church, that the problems or struggles you're facing with are porn or sex related. And yeah, that stuff is really going to make people uncomfortable, because it just does, because of the way we were raised, where we've been taught, these ideas have been ingrained in us that we can't really talk about this stuff in the open because it's kind of weird and icky. And that's totally not the case, nor should it be the case. And again, that's why we're doing this Shameless event in September, to try to break that stigma. So my advice to you is, don't change what you're doing. I know it's discouraging, but try not to get discouraged and just understand that that's the reality of what you're dealing with, okay? You're dealing with an awful lot of people out there who just don't know how to honestly talk about problems without getting uncomfortable. The sooner you recognize that and can kind of accept that, the less frustration you're going to feel. And the more you're just going to, okay, this is how it is, right? It's like death and taxes. It's inevitable. You just got to deal with it. And as far as what can you do about it, I would say you keep looking, right? You try to really find those people you can deal with that you think can actually hear you, can empathize with you. They don't necessarily have to answer for you. That's one thing that I think sometimes we feel is, when we go to somebody, we need to go to somebody that can really get where we're coming from. And that's not necessarily the case. We need to find somebody who can empathize where we're coming from, who can hear us out, but are also humble enough to say, hey, this is out of my league. I'm here for you. I want to talk you through this, but I'm going to point you in the direction of somebody that can actually help you. And if all of that fails, if you just feel like you can't find anybody in your circles that are going to be able to fill that role, then yeah, that's why we have communities like Small Groups Online and the Live Free community. And if you're a woman, Live Free Wives, right? That's why we have these communities, because we know that this is the case and that it's kind of an epidemic. And so we provide these online communities where you can connect with others who understand where you're coming from and who might be able to offer some encouragement and advice that's actually on point. And when you share with them that you're dealing with something like as personal as masturbation, it's not going to freak them out. They get it, because they deal with it too. So if you can't find anything locally, I would say go online, check out one of those communities, and at least that will help you a bit. But stay patient. Understand this is a slow changing game. Hopefully we can get this right in the church someday, but that day ain't happening tomorrow. And unfortunately, I wish I had better news for you, but that's just the reality, and we have to understand it and work with it. So thanks so much. If you have a question for me that you want me to answer in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxchurch.com/office-hours, and I will answer it very soon. That's about it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,